You mentioned the CO8 study, and at the ASCO meeting, there were safety data presented on that, looking at, as you say, FOLFOX and bevacizumab. Can you summarize what was presented there?
In the safety data that was presented, the important thing, and just to make sure that everyone's aware, that the trial included the standard 6 months of FOLFOX with bevacizumab and then added an additional 6 months of bevacizumab afterwards, so a full year of bevacizumab. The safety data that came out of the trial showed that there really wasn't any significant added side effects with the bevacizumab over just FOLFOX alone. I think to some degree it was a little bit of surprise, all of the concern about things such as bleeding, the risk for bowel perforation, hypertension. None of these things seemed to have come out from the analysis of CO8 to say that it was unsafe to give it in that setting, and there was really very little difference between the two arms.
That was kind of surprising. Any explanation about why they didn't see it in this trial, but yet it had been reported previously, specifically the bowel perforation?
I'm not sure why that is. I think all of us were a little bit surprised. We expected to see a little bit more of a safety signal. Part of the thought with the bowel perforations had been that maybe there was an area of metastatic disease attached to the bowel wall that with a rapid regression of that metastasis somehow led to a perforation. The other thought was that maybe it was acting on things such as AV malformations, but that should impact patients in the adjuvant setting as well as in the metastatic setting. So at the end of the day, I'm not sure why there was a difference. Obviously, everybody is very pleased about that, particularly if CO8 turns out to be a positive trial, then it says that it is safe to use this approach.